Lakers take care of the Pistons, 106-99 the final score. Lakers record now 29-7 on the season. Another one coming up on Tuesday against the New York Knicks. This will end that four-game homestand with the Lakers taking on teams all below 500. You took care of the Phoenix Suns, the Pelicans, now the Detroit Pistons. One more left to go. Knicks coming up on Tuesday. Interesting game, let's just say that, against the Detroit Pistons. Definitely didn't think that this would be a close game in the fourth quarter. MT and I in the pregame show were talking about that. And, you know, we look at some of these leads that the Lakers have been giving up, whether it was against the Suns, the Pelicans. This one was actually closer. This one was, I would say, you know, around 10 points for the most part, at least through the last three quarters. Lakers had a 13-point lead in that first quarter. So it was a little surprising to see at the end of the game, you got to like when the Lakers went down by five, they responded with a 14-0 run, took a 9-point lead. But then that lead just went all the way down again. And it's kind of back and forth for the Lakers. And there's a couple ways to look at it. I think as fans, we want the Lakers, who we know have a legitimate chance to win an NBA championship, who are rocking the best record in the Western Conference right now, we want them to just take care of business, blow out teams. We sit back on our couch on a Sunday night, not have to worry about the result of this game because we know the Lakers are just going to dominate. In some cases, I get it because I'm doing the same thing. Even when I'm at Staples Center listening to the broadcast, there's a lot of, all right, let's go, Lakers. Come on. Why is this a close game? I think it's unrealistic to, you know, obviously expect the Lakers to just blow every team out. And tonight against the Pistons, it's a good example. I got a chance yesterday. I watched some of that Clippers-Memphis game. Memphis put up 140 against the Clippers. Clippers lost, you know, by I don't know how many points it was, but let's say 20 points or so, somewhere around there. It happens in the NBA. And the one thing I've been impressed about with this Los Angeles Lakers team is they've beat every team they've played that's below 500. And I know it's easy for people to say, well, why would you be impressed about that? Yeah, that's what they should be doing. I get that's what they should be doing. But there are many nights, many good teams in the NBA, in the history of the NBA, back in the days when it was Kobe and Shaq, or it was Kobe and Gasol, you still drop games that you're supposed to win. And the Lakers haven't done that. So even if I'm going to complain or a fan base going to complain, well, why are you guys losing some of these leads? Or you should have beat them by more. The key is that the Lakers are still stacking up wins when it's all said and done. And I thought the game was actually fun tonight, being in that fourth quarter where it was still a close matchup. Fantasy Springs caller of the game. Need a break from the everyday? Fantasy Springs Resort Casino wants to give you a two-night stay with dinner and golf or bowling for two. Be tonight's best caller and win. 877-710-ESPN. Visit fantasyspringsresort.com to book today. All right, I'll let Laker fans, I'm going to throw out a couple topics here. If you guys would like to be a part of the post-game show, what'd you think of the 20 blocks from the Los Angeles Lakers? What do you think of the stat that I just threw out? The fact that the Lakers are undefeated against teams below 500 and, you know, those expectations of wanting to blow out every game, you know, here at Staples Center against teams below 500. Do you think that's not realistic? Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. If you're just leaving Staples Center right now or you're listening on the podcast, you're listening at home, wherever you are, and you want to be a part of the post-game show, it's 877-710-ESPN. All right, real quick on those 20 blocks. Anthony Davis had 8 blocks for the Lakers. I'll go ahead and repeat that one more time. AD had 8 blocks. JaVale McGee had 6, and Dwight Howard had 5. I cannot wait for that combination to go to work come postseason, come playoff time. When playoffs actually get started, I know we got a ways to go before we get there. Actually, it's coming quicker than probably any of us expected. We're already, how many games through the season? Already 35 games through the season, 36 games through the season. But come playoff time, if you're a team out there and you're looking at this Los Angeles Lakers lineup, and you get past Anthony Davis with one whatever possession it is, and then you got to go through JaVale McGee or Dwight Howard's in the game. You got to worry about Dwight. You know, has been one of the best defensive players in the NBA. Not specifically this season because his role is different, but just in his career, he's been one of the top defenders in the league. How difficult is that going to be for teams out there? How tough is that going to be for teams out there that have to face Anthony Davis, JaVale McGee, and Dwight Howard to just get a bucket somewhere in the paint? It's going to obviously be a big time challenge for whoever plays the Los Angeles Lakers. And I think, you know, this, not, I know I could easily just say, oh, well, they had 20 blocks tonight. I'm going to focus on that. Lakers have been leading the NBA in blocks. Anthony Davis has been one of the, in my opinion, the defensive player of the year. So this didn't just start tonight, but it obviously takes it to another level when your franchise has 20 block shots in a game and the NBA record is 23. You're only three block shots off of that. So I do think there's something to that. And I think that once we do get closer to the postseason, it's going to become more and more important and more of a headache for other teams that have to face the Lakers in a seven game set. That's not easy. And we hit on it, you know, the way you got to look at that center position for the Lakers, you got to kind of combine both JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard. Combine them together because they are, you know, one position. Typically, one of those two players are always in. I know sometimes AD can go at the five, but I just thought the Lakers having that type of performance, not so concerned about it tonight against the Pistons, but I think in the big scheme of things, in the big picture, that will become more and more important for the Lakers, especially when you get in the postseason and the game slows down and there's more fouls called and the referees are kind of calling games a little bit differently. That half-court offense and half-court defense become more critical. And when the Lakers are set, they're not easy to score on. They're definitely not easy to score on. And like I mentioned, Avery Bradley had one of those blocks, but everybody else was Dwight Howard with five, JaVale McGee with six, and Anthony Davis with eight block shots total. Injured, need a win? Go to my guy Brad Wallace at the Wallace Firm. Proven trial lawyers who can get you a W for your case if you're injured. Get the W. Call 844-844-WINS or WallaceWINS.com. No win, no fee. 844-844-WINS or WallaceWINS.com. Brad was in the house tonight watching the Lakers get a 106-99 victory over the Detroit Pistons. When we come back, we'll hear from Anthony Davis. We'll get his thoughts on the Lakers' 20 block shots and his personal performance. 8 blocks, 24 points, and 11 rebounds. And, of course, we'll hear from Laker fans. So stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710.
Here's Derrick Rose dribbling down the middle. Andre Drummond got to the rim. Blocked again by Davis. And, Michael, on all these blocks, he's controlling the ball after he blocks it, which is something you always tell shot blockers to do. He's done it twice.
How many blocks does the Lakers have now?
I think it's six. Here's Kuzma in the lane. Eight-footer, no good.
Block of the Game is brought to you by Emergency Services Restoration, the leader in water damage restoration, sewage mitigation, and mold containment. Emergency Services Restoration, it's a slam dunk. Just a couple blocks for the Lakers. Just ended up with 20. No big deal. 20-6, that's the advantage the Lakers had, a 14-block advantage. Let's soak that in a little bit. Who knows when the Lakers will have another performance like that. And they may very well, maybe they get up above 15 again some point this season. We talked already about it. Just what JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard, Anthony Davis, what those three are able to do and the way they can kind of control the paint. And they're still agile. It's not like Anthony Davis is an athletic player. JaVale McGee is known for his athleticism. That's how he's been in the league for this long. So they're not just stiff centers that just sit there and they don't move. Incredibly impressive to see, obviously, what the Lakers did. All right, let's take a couple quick phone calls, and then we're going to go to Anthony Davis. Jay in L.A. Jay, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good, man. Appreciate you calling in.
Hey, I just want to talk about the Lakers big man. I remember when they signed Dwight Howard, I was super happy because I already knew Anthony Davis and JaVale McGee could block shots.
Mm-hmm.
And then I already know Dwight Howard, he's known for blocking shots too. So with those three blocking shots, I feel really good about the Lakers' defense.
Yeah, I think Jay too, you know, I mentioned this a little bit earlier. What's that going to look like come playoff time? You know, in playoff, when you get into the postseason and the game just naturally slows down, it's refereed differently, the players strategize differently, that's going to be a huge advantage for the Lakers. So I do think that there's something to that. And look, did the Lakers play perfect basketball tonight? They didn't. Did we walk into this game thinking in our head that it would be a game in the fourth quarter? No way we did. Give the Pistons some credit. Derrick Rose looked fantastic out there, 28 points for him. Svi Mykhailiuk, obviously a former Laker, hit 4 3-pointers against the Lakers just in that second half. Andre Drummond doing some work. But at the end of the day, you felt like this might be the theme of the Lakers season this year. Sometimes they just get bored. I really do believe that. I think they think and they know they could beat teams. They know they're better than a lot of the opponents that they play. They get bored. They turn it on, turn it off. I'm not telling them to do that. I'm not saying that that's, you know, a smart strategy to take for the Lakers, but I think that's at times the reality of this Lakers team. That's how good they are, and I think there's going to be games where they play down to their competition. They did that tonight. Ken in L.A. Ken, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, it's actually Ted.
Oh, hey, Ted. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. I love the show, and, you know, the Lakers are just unbelievable. I'm looking forward for the rest of the season. I was really excited when they got Dwight Howard back, you know, and playing because, you know, I think he the way he's playing right now, it seems like he's rejuvenated again, being an older player like he is and around the league for so long that he just seems like rejuvenated, getting that new spark on his team, and it just really energized him, you know, and going forward towards the playoffs, you know, hopefully by that time, I don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, if Boogie Cousins comes back, just think how much better this team's going to be at that time.
Well, Ted, we'll stay with Dwight for a quick second. So something about Dwight Howard, you know, his role is different too. He's not asked to give you 20 and 12 a game like he's been asked to do his entire career. He came to the Lakers on a non-guaranteed contract, and that's what he wanted. How about that? Dwight Howard wanted a non-guaranteed contract. He wanted to prove to the Lakers that he will be valuable for this team. He's not going to give you 11 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 block shots every single night, but he's going to give you energy. He's not going to get in the way or ask for the ball or complain if he's not getting touches. That's what you want from Dwight Howard. That's what you want from your big man coming off the bench who's in a unique position. He's a role player now. He's never been a role player in the NBA. At least through 12 years of his career, for the most part, he was the main guy, and I think he's flourishing right now because he's in the role that he is. And, you know, we know as Laker fans that we're not asking him to do everything for the Los Angeles Lakers. But you know who we are asking to do everything? We're asking everything from Anthony Davis, and he delivers every night for the Lakers. 24 points, 11 rebounds, 3 steals, 8 block shots. Here's Anthony Davis on the court, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
All right, Anthony, you had 8 of the team's 20 blocks tonight, just 1 block short of the franchise high. You know how far back this franchise goes. What did you guys see protecting the rim tonight?
That's it, really protecting the rim. You know, they're a team that like to attack the paint. Coach got on us about last game, giving up, I think, 60-plus paint points. And so we just tried to do a better job protecting the paint. Anytime they came in, they were just trying to play without fouls and meet him at the top.
I mean, you've had games before with 10 blocks, 10-plus blocks, but having Dwight and JaVale McGee on the roster, what's that like just for you to have additional rim protection beyond yourself?
It's good because it kind of keeps me on the perimeter guarding, you know, the stretch fours, and, you know, we know we have another line of protection if I'm on the perimeter. So them guys did a great job of, you know, protecting the paint as well, and our guards too. So our guards do a great job without fouling and letting us come over the top with the block. So, you know, we're all on the string when it comes to the defense, and if we keep playing that way, we're a tough team to beat. I mean, obviously, it's not the way we want to win, you know. You know, they're a good team. They play hard. They play together. And so we know it's going to be tough, but, you know, we found a way to win, and it started with our defense.
Yeah, Detroit kept coming. You've seen that's been a theme during this homestand. Teams are always going to come back. But down the stretch, you got your offense going a little bit too, particularly on that corner three. What were you seeing from a spacing standpoint there to get in a position to knock it down?
They were trying to send a double team. It was a lot in the first half. Get the ball out of my hand. You know, one of the players over there told me, he said, they watched a lot of their last game against New Orleans, so they wanted to make sure they limit my scoring. But, you know, I try to find other ways to get involved, you know, on the defensive end or, you know, making the right reads out of the double team. But then second half, they wasn't doubling as much, so I was able to get to my shots. But I think we all did a good job of just kept attacking. You know, usually in the fourth, we stop attacking a little bit when we have a lead, and we wanted to score a 30-plus point quarter. And I think, I'm not sure if we did it, but I think we did so. So we just got to continue attacking in the fourth quarter. And, you know, I just try to get my shots when I can and, you know, get to the line to see the ball go in and then make big shots at the end.
All right, last one for you. Danny threw you that alley-oop pass that was really high last game. You got one from LeBron tonight. Are they just trying to see how far they can test you at this point?
Absolutely. They say, if I throw it up, go get it. And I said, all right, cool. So they're trying to test to see how high I can jump.
All right, we'll see how that goes.
All right, that's Anthony Davis. All right, Laker fans, this question I'll propose. You happy with where the Lakers are right now? I know we got a 4.5-game lead in the Western Conference, but are you content with where the Lakers are? Or do you look at some of these games where they're too close for comfort, or you don't like the way they're giving up some of their leads? And then also, I want to get into, when we come back, how different this team is when LeBron James subs out. And we know LBJ, I've talked about it, we got to try and get him some rest in some of these games. What I mean by that, have blowouts through three quarters and give him some rest in the fourth quarter. But man, is this a completely different team when LBJ goes to the bench? Is that a concern from you? We'll talk about that coming up next. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710. Points of the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated, and with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers dominate Points in the Paint, 66-32. It's actually interesting to hear Anthony Davis talk about that. They got so many block shots, 20 block shots on the game tonight. And coach, on the last game against the Pelicans, Lakers actually lost that points in the paint battle. I think they lost that by two, and that was an emphasis for tonight's game. So it wasn't even, you know, we're going to talk about the 20 block shots, how much the Lakers dominated from a defensive side, but offensively too, 66-32. But the Pistons did take a ton of free throws. Pistons took 35 free throws. Lakers just took 23. So that was one of the main reasons why the Pistons were still in this game. But that just gives everybody just a quick idea from a in the paint perspective. Lakers dominated on both sides of the court tonight, and that's what you want to see. And the Lakers should. They are good enough to where with the advantage of Anthony Davis, LBJ getting to the basket, JaVale and Dwight getting lobs, they should dominate all these games from that perspective. Fantasy Springs Call of the Game. Need a break from the everyday? Fantasy Springs Resort Casino wants to give you a two-night stay with dinner and golf or bowling for two. Be tonight's best caller and win. 877-710-ESPN. Visit FantasySpringsResort.com to book today. Let's go out to the phone lines. Jay in Woodland Hills. Jay, you're on the Lakers Pulse Game Show.
Oh, hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You got it.
I wanted to just talk about the Lakers being undefeated, you know, against under 500 teams. I believe it's a tremendous accomplishment. I've been watching this team since the early 90s, even through the Shaq and Kobe era and Paul Gasol and Kobe era. I mean, you know, they were nice that we, you know, even early on the season, we dropped the teams that, you know, we shouldn't have lost to. And just to point out, Portland, they're 15-22, and we just beat them. I mean, like there's no... There was no problem beating them, and I think that's just a great accomplishment. Obviously, there's room for improvements, but to be undefeated against these teams, some are quality teams that are just struggling early on. I just wanted to bring that up and get your thoughts on it. I mean, what are your thoughts?
No, Jay, I'm with you. I thought I was the only one. I thought I was the only one that thought that was an impressive stat. I know it's so easy to look at that and say, well, of course they're supposed to be beating up on all these teams below 500. I guess it's just so common for that not to happen on a consistent basis. I used an example a little bit earlier on the show. Clippers losing to Memphis yesterday. Give up 140 points. That's not uncommon in the league where teams that are supposed to handle business don't handle business every single time. And I'm with you. I think sometimes it's actually more difficult to get up for these games where they know they're supposed to win. There's no real storylines. Tonight against the Pistons, what was the storyline? There really wasn't anything there. And you know you want the Lakers to obviously come out. This is the end of the weekend. Everybody was watching football all weekend. You want them to come out and handle business and then the fourth quarter rest some of their key players. Okay, we haven't had that in three straight games, but what we have had is three straight wins at home against these teams below 500. Add the game against the Portland Trailblazers on the road, the Dallas Mavericks win last week. That's five straight wins for the Lakers after they had lost four games in a row. So personally, from my perspective, I think it's an impressive stat. Do the Lakers still have a ton of things that they can improve on? They do, but they're still winning these games. Greg and Porter Ranch, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I just wanted to say really quick, I am concerned. I think you asked the question about LeBron being subbed. That's why I'm calling. I hate to be a downer. I love the record. I love our defense, but Rajon Rondo to me is the biggest problem. If you watch when LeBron goes to the bench and it's just Rajon Rondo out there with the second unit,
we're losing these double-digit leads every single time. Mm-hmm. And I think LeBron knows it. If you watch him, he's irritated that he can't rest in the fourth tonight. He didn't celebrate with the team. He walked right off to the locker room right after the game. I think he's frustrated. He can barely get a sip of Gatorade without having to come in and stop the bleeding. And that's a disturbing trend. I think it's going to bite us in the butt deep in the season. And I think it needs to be addressed. Like, I love Frank Vogel, but I don't understand why Quinn Cook can't start getting some of these games, these minutes from Rondo, because Rondo's not playing any defense. I know Vogel's very defensive-minded, and Quinn Cook's not the best defender, but neither is Rondo, and he's out there making turnovers. He's not scoring, so why can't Quinn Cook get those minutes? And that's all I got to say. I want to get your thoughts
on that. I appreciate the call, Greg. And by the way, you're not being a downer. I think that's a very, very fair assessment. I mean, I mentioned it right before we went to the last break. I said, when LeBron goes to the bench, it is beyond unfortunate that we're so dependent on LBJ. And, you know, we can get away with it for certain games. And we've actually, you know, when you have the best record in the Western Conference by 4.5 games, you've obviously, you've took complete control of not just your schedule, but you've won tough games. You've won close games. You've won blowouts. You've beat good teams. You've beat bad teams. You've done a little bit of everything so far this year. But that is a concern. You know, we don't really have this go-to playmaker coming off the bench that we could depend on a consistent basis. We don't. And if that becomes an issue come postseason, remember the Lakers have till February 7th to see if there's any other roster moves that they can make or potential trades or whatever the case is. So you got to imagine that this team understands we are putting so much on LBJ's back every single game, and LeBron is delivering every single game. Tonight he had another triple-double. I didn't even talk about LBJ. I'm probably over 30 minutes, 40 minutes into the post-game show, and I didn't say he had 21 points, he had 11 assists, he had 14 rebounds, he was a plus 23 on the plus-minus, not even close by far, you know, the highest on the plus-minus. And when I say I didn't even talk about him, it's because it has become so routine for LeBron James to not just be good, not just be great, but to be the best player on the court every single night. Is he going to miss some free throws and we're going to complain about it every once in a while? Yes, he's going to. Is he going to have nights every once in a while where he shoots below 500? Yes, he's going to. Or a few extra turnovers than we wanted to see? Absolutely. But he is so by far still the best player in the world and on this team. I'm not going to say by far, but you know what I'm saying. That's how important he is to the Los Angeles Lakers. When he goes to the bench, it's a completely different team. And Rondo has been struggling. I'm not going to argue that as well. Rondo so far or tonight had 2 points, two turnovers, three assists, three rebounds, played 20 minutes. Why Quinn Cook doesn't get in, I do not have that answer for you. I really don't. And I wish I kind of had more of an understanding on that one. But I know there's a deep respect to Rajon Rondo, and I know him being a veteran, that has a lot to do with it as well. All right, we come back. Let's hear from Coach. We still haven't heard from head coach Frank Vogel, so we'll hear from Coach. And we'll look a little bit ahead what the Lakers got coming up as far as their schedule goes. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710. Congratulations to our Mobile Wash winner tonight, Alvin Jackson. There's no need to waste time at the car wash anymore. Mobile Wash brings the car wash to you in minutes with everything necessary to bring your car to a full shine. It's the only app that offers on-demand car washing services wherever you are in SoCal. Download Mobile Wash now and use promo ESPN LA to save. If you've never used Mobile Wash before, download the app. Use promo ESPN LA to save. Use it a couple times. Very, very easy and very, very convenient. All right, let me squeeze in a quick call here. Dave in LA, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Dave. Dave, you there, buddy?
Hey, yeah, it's Danny, actually.
Oh, sorry about that, Danny.
Hey, I just wanted to say, obviously, our defense is amazing. You know, AD is one of the best. LeBron's the GOAT. Where I have a problem is kind of, you know, in our third option. Kuzma's supposed to be that guy, and I want him to do good. I love him, but he's just not there. You know, Cook's not there. Rondo's not there. And Danny Green, 2 years, 30 mil. He's, you know, on a spree here and there, but we need a third option. My solution, pick up Iguodala. Somebody who can facilitate when LeBron sits down in the third. That's when everything falls apart. You know, AD tries to do facilitating and everything, but he gets double teamed. So it's like we need a third who can handle the ball and facilitate. And I just want to know how you feel about that.
Yeah, Dave, listen, I can't disagree with anything that you said. They don't have – who is that guy that's going to be consistent off the bench? Or what role player is going to be consistent for the Lakers? The answer is nobody so far this year. Nobody. There's nobody. I can't sit here and tell you Kuz is that guy. Look what he's done. I can't sit here and tell you it's KCP or it's Danny Green. Danny Green had 25 points in the last game, and it's funny. In the last game, I mentioned this. I said, I hope I don't have to wait 3, 4, 5 more games to talk about Danny Green again. Tonight he had 7. So there is no answer of who that player is. But what I will tell you, you know, we're coming up towards that trade deadline, and you have to think, or the buyout market, right? You have to think that the Lakers understand that, and whether it's Andre Iguodala, like you mentioned, or it's another player, maybe Darren Collison, the Lakers have to obviously know Rob Pelinka in that front office. There's still some pieces that are missing, that you can win a championship with what you have, but if you can make this roster better, that's obviously that should be a priority, and I think it is a priority for the Lakers. I don't think that they're sitting, you know, right now saying to themselves, we are just going to take our chances and hope everything works out. No, you don't want to do that. You want to put yourself in the best spot to win. You got to imagine other teams in the Western Conference and even in the East. They're going to make some moves here before it's all said and done to give themselves a better shot at a championship. Iguodala, the one unfortunate thing about Andre Iguodala, we really don't have control over that. The way we get Andre Iguodala is in a buyout, and the Memphis Grizzlies have pretty much said that unless it's a trade, he's not going to be available in a buyout. So we'll have to see what happens. Head coach Frank Vogel, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet, on the Lakers 106-99 victory over the Detroit Pistons.
Hey, Frank, you guys had the 20 blocks tonight. It's one short of a franchise record. What about this game and the personnel on your squad and everything enabled that, and how big of a factor was that in the game?
Obviously, it was a huge factor in the game. You know, our three big guys just played exceptional basketball. You know, I think we as a group were not happy with giving up 68 points in the paint against the Pelicans. That was the theme of our film session yesterday. And, you know, those guys took a lot of pride in protecting our rim tonight. And, you know, obviously 20 blocks is that's pretty special. So those guys did a great job.
Frank, the Pistons had 35 free throw attempts today, and you guys had 19. I was wondering what your reaction was to that and if that was related to your tech at the end of the third.
What can I say? It was related to my tech. It was the reason for my tech. And, you know, it's two ways. You know, I felt like, let's just say I wanted my guys to stop fouling, you know, and I wanted to draw attention to what I wanted to draw attention to. Leave it at that. And keep my money.
Frank, you used words like wanted to dominate your opponent, wanted to kill your opponent. To rack up 20 blocks like that, is that a reflection of that attitude that you want these guys to bring?
It is. It's you know, we want to be dominant defensively, and you know, we have the ability to be dominant, in particular in the paint. You know, so to me, there is, you know, like I said, that was the message yesterday. There's no reason to give up 68 points in the paint with the team that we have. You know, if we really commit, and you know, those guys did. They dominated the paint tonight. Only 32 points in the paint, less than half of what we gave up last game, the entire game. And you know, proud of their performance inside. I think it's, I don't mind it. I just think he stayed in it a second or two too long. We were running on a break. He could have had a putback. But I don't mind that.
Frank, even before tonight, you guys were leading the league in blocks. You have three guys, obviously, who, you know, can be, you know, really incredible rim protectors. What has just that trio done for you this year, and how has that kind of shaped what you are defensively?
Well, you can't ask your perimeter guys to push up on the three-point line as much as we do without that type of support behind you. You know, and really our, you know, our scheme is it centers around the ability to, you know, chase guys off the three-point line, even our pick-and-roll defense, and you know, hopefully, you know, force the opponent to take tough twos over our length at the rim or to play in the mid-range. And, yeah, we can still do a better job on a three-point line. But when we did chase him inside, you know, we were great cleaning things up.
All right, that's head coach Frank Vogel. This is what the Lakers got coming up, by the way. So the game against the Knicks on Tuesday, two nights off. They got a game Friday and Saturday back-to-back at Dallas, at the Oklahoma City Thunder. So take care of business against the Knicks, obviously. And then you got two tough games. You know, Dallas right now in the Western Conference, they're sitting at 22-13. We already had a game in Dallas. We've only played the Mavericks three times. This will be the fourth time. First two matchups, overtime win at Dallas, and then the second matchup, a loss at Staples Center. Third matchup, obviously a win a week ago against the Dallas Mavericks. So you know that place will be rocking. And then arguably the most surprising team in the NBA right now, the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're 20-15. They've won five games in a row. They've won nine of their last 10 games. So that's how the Lakers wrap up next week. So three games. Knicks at Staples Center, at Dallas, at the Oklahoma City Thunder. So some good challenges coming up for the Los Angeles Lakers. And nonetheless, even with the games coming up, it's another win for the Lakers over the Detroit Pistons, 106-99. They're 29-7 on the season. Quick thank you to Adam Bronstein, Rebecca Womble, and Jesse Lopez. Coming up tomorrow, Keyshawn, Travis, and LZ will get started at 6 a.m., so make sure to tune in tomorrow morning for all your Lakers action, all the NFL coverage, all the games over the weekend, and the games coming up. And then I got Lakers Talk tomorrow night starting at 6:30 following Mason in Ireland. Appreciate everybody tuning into the post-game show. This is the Lakers post-game show on ESPN LA 710.